I just want to put on the record again, alleviate any concerns in the region about the future of the road and where we are on this matter. We did get funding for the N17 last January. Yes, it was right that Minister Eamon Ryan and the Green Party had issues with roads. I worked closely with Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan to get a compromise for this. And last January, we got the compromise and we got funding. And the design is already going ahead as I speak in the office in Sligo. And one thing I will do if I'm elected to government, I ensure that I'll be on the committee and I'll ensure in the program of government that the N17 will be top priority. But it has been top priority for the last number of years. And when there was a difficulty, which has only held up for 4 weeks, my intervention in government ensured the N17 continued to be designed, and I'm absolutely delighted about that.
This does follow claims that a meeting was held behind the scenes, as you said yourself recently, Frank, to get this over the line despite a change of mind from the Green Party. When an agreement was come to following that meeting, how come this wasn't publicised a bit more?
Well, it was publicised. I was on your radio station last January. And also, you know, what I would say to anybody out there is that this wasn't an issue during the local election. And it wasn't an issue because it was resolved. And I cannot help it. Other candidates want to bring up the N17 as an issue and what you do is spend your time explaining. If this was an issue last June, which was resolved, it would have been an issue, as I said, in the local election. It wasn't. And I, again, if people want to bring it up, but I'm quite satisfied and quite happy that the N17, as I speak, is being designed and moving along. And if I get into government, I want to ensure that it will be commitment in the program of government to ensure that the N17 is continued and get the necessary funding.